Good morning. It's Thursday, March 26th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. The Wichita Symphony hosts a variety of concerts, from tango to Tina Turner. They have something for just about everyone. We'll hear a Wichita soundscape of their latest performance after the news. Wichita Police Chief Joe Sullivan presented information to city leaders this week about modern technology used by police, but he ended up talking about the need for more officers. KMUW's Meg Britton Mellish reports.
Sullivan says technology like drones, gunshot detection systems, and predictive algorithms allow police to respond in safer and smarter ways. But he says technology is no replacement for manpower. The department is authorized to have 708 officers. When the police academy graduates its next class in July, it will hit that number.
I don't want there to be an expectation that when we're at that authorized strength that everything's going to be fine, because it won't. They're out there doing an incredible job with less than they need. But the concern I have is that's not a sustainable strategy.
The city completed a department staffing study in 2017. Sullivan says he's never seen it. Several city council members called for a new study. For KMUW News, I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
Kansas lawmakers are considering a measure that would prohibit school sports on Wednesday evenings and Sundays because of church activities. KMUW's Suzanne Perez reports.
The moratorium was added to a bill that would allow homeschool students to participate in private school sports. Republican Senator Michael Murphy of Reno County supports the change. He says Wednesdays used to be reserved for church activities and Sundays for church and family time.
As we move away from that, we do so at our peril. And I think it's time that we start kind of moving back to some of those traditions that served us well.
Opponents say the ban would affect athletic schedules and eliminate opportunities for some students. They also say it does not consider religious practices other than Christian ones. For KMUW News, I'm Suzanne Perez.
A researcher at the University of Kansas has won a prestigious fellowship from NASA, KMUW's Roger Nomer reports.
Haley Belts earned the NASA Hubble Prize Fellowship to study planets outside our solar system. Her research focuses on hot Jupiters, which are exoplanets that have temperatures above 2,000 degrees. Belts says researching exoplanets helps study extreme gravities and temperatures not available on Earth. The award will fund her research for the next 3 years. She will also mentor a KU undergraduate and help train the next generation of astronomers.
So I'm very excited to be able to continue in that goal and hopefully help mentor others on the way.
Nearly 700 researchers applied for the 24 postdoctoral fellowships. Belts is the first KU researcher to receive the award. For KMUW News, I'm Roger Nomer.
Wichita City leaders will begin meeting this week with the builders of a new water treatment plant about claims against the company. Issues with the plant's clarifiers have put Wichita Water Partners nearly a year past an extended deadline to finish the plant. Gary Jansen is the city's director of public works and utilities. He says that work is not the city's to bear.
Everything that you see that's happening here with repairs of these clarifiers is no cost responsibility to the city, to the ratepayers, to the taxpayers. We won't even see how much that cost is. That is the responsibility of Wichita Water Partners to make all of those repairs.
Repair costs are separate from the city's claims over the delayed delivery of the plant. Jansen says the city is renegotiating which tests the plant will need to pass before Wichita takes over the facility. Kansas lawmakers want to rein in the cost of medicine and help rural pharmacies stay open. As Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports, the legislature has approved a bill that aims to regulate the prescription drug supply chain.
The bill includes tracking transactions by pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs. Those companies broker deals between drug manufacturers, insurance companies, and pharmacies. Supporters of the bill argue major PBMs use anti-competitive business practices to artificially increase drug prices and benefit corporate pharmacies. Republican Representative Christy Williams says some PBMs own pharmacies like CVS, and that's unfair to rural independent stores.
Our small town pharmacies don't have a chance if the PBMs own the pharmacy.
Critics of the bill say the changes would lead to increased health insurance costs. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A federal grand jury in Wichita has returned an indictment charging a former wrestling coach with producing child pornography for allegedly filming minors in locker rooms. Prosecutors say 37-year-old Ryan Brungart filmed four minors showering in a locker room during a wrestling tournament at Newton High School in January of 2024. Brungart was a wrestling coach for Salina Central High School and a teacher at Lakewood Middle School. Investigators are reviewing additional cell phone videos that allegedly were recorded at wrestling meets in Newton, Hayes, Garden City, and Salina during the 2023-24 wrestling season. Road crews started work this week on a project to expand Kellogg from K96 to 159th Street East. The $290 million East Kellogg project will rebuild US 54 to a six-lane corridor and make improvements to K96. Those include more than two dozen bridge replacements, 32 retaining walls, and new frontage roads to maintain access for local businesses. Early work will focus on site preparation and should have minimal impact on traffic. Drivers should be alert for project updates and use caution in the area as construction progresses. The Kansas State Fair is accepting submissions for its annual State Fair T-shirt contest. Winning designs will be printed on State Fair merchandise that can be bought during this year's event in September. Money from the sales goes toward renovation projects to improve the fairgrounds. After the top five designs are chosen, people will be able to vote for their favorite on the Kansas Fairgrounds Foundation's Facebook page. Design submissions will be accepted through Sunday, and the winners will be announced May 1st. More information is at ksfairgroundsfoundation.org. And now, KMUW's Luann Stevens shares some upcoming events in and around Wichita this week.
Tulip Fest kicks off at Botanica with thousands of tulips throughout the gardens. It starts tomorrow, and it runs through April 26th. Also tomorrow, comedian Gabriel Rutledge performs at the Cotillion. That show starts at 7. The Metamorphosis Dance Odyssey from Amira Dance Productions has two performances this Saturday, a matinee and an evening show, with dance styles from around the world. Bollywood, Middle Eastern, Scottish, and a lot more. This is at Northeast Magnet High School. The 2026 NCAA Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament is in Wichita. Games are next week, 1:30 Monday and 6 o'clock Wednesday, and that's at Coke Arena. Intrust Bank Arena has a live Sesame Street show next week. Elmo's Got the Moves is 6 p.m. next Wednesday. And the Cotillion has a classic rock tribute next Thursday. That Arena Rock Show is a family-friendly show, and it starts at 7 o'clock. You can find more information about these shows and a whole lot more by visiting KMUW's events calendar at kmuw.org.
We'll be back after this.
KMUW's pledge drive is underway, and since the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and other funding sources have gone away, KMUW is counting on you more than ever. Those drops in revenue are not one-hit wonders. They continue to impact our work, and in Wichita, so far, listeners have taken this seriously and made up for the losses. We hope we can depend on you to stick with us and keep this dependable information coming so that we can keep the misinformation and disinformation at bay where possible. It's an uphill battle, but one we're ready for if you can help at kmuw.org.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. A live concert includes much more than the featured tunes. KMUW's Luann Stevens shares some of those extra experiences from a performance by the Wichita Symphony Orchestra for this Wichita Soundscape.
It's a sound familiar to patrons of the Wichita Symphony Orchestra. The musicians are on stage, warming up their fingers and instruments, as people make their way to their seats, chatting along the way. Tonight's performance includes the Haydn Cello Concerto No. 1, featuring the symphony's own, Dr. Leonid Shukeyev. The crowd grows quiet as the tuning begins. First the winds. Then the strings.
Then the brief moment of quiet, anticipation, before the applause as conductor Daniel Heggie takes the podium. The final notes shimmer in the hall as the crowd cheers the soloist and the ensemble, thousands of individuals who, for an evening, are united by the experience.
Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.